Bonjour, welcome to another edition of Cafe de Renee. James here. Renee's currently away because it's his birthday, so happy birthday, Renee. But in the meantime, I've got a great guest to replace him. WWE Hall of Famer, one of the most legendary women wrestlers of all time, the one and only Medusa. Medusa, how are you doing today?
Hi, thank you. Well, it's great to have you, James. However, Renee's not here because there's a couple questions I wanted to ask him. This is his podcast, correct? So I wanted
Yes.
to confront him on a few things. So I'm kind of disappointed. I'm bummed. Well, happy birthday to you anyway, but brother, he's been in the business. He knows just because it's your birthday doesn't mean like you got to miss some things. You got a job here, Dupre. You have a job here to show up. You have an interview with a Hall of Famer. And so I'm just going to kick it as, hey, it's just a woman. So it's my birthday and I'm entitled and I don't have to show up. So I'm here to give you a bunch of crap right off the
All right.
bat.
Well, I'll just say this. Yes.
Hey, it is what it is.
I will say yesterday was my 10-year wedding anniversary, so at least I've showed up.
Oh, well, of course. Thank you for having me, you guys. I'm very appreciative. I'm very, very interested to know if he still has that poodle.
Oh yeah, he's got a new one. He's definitely got Fifi. I don't know, it's not the original Fifi, but he does have a Fifi.
Oh, he does. So is it
Yes.
a standard poodle as well, or?
Yep.
It is. So he has a love for poodles. Oh my God. So we have some connection and a connection there because I have a love for poodles. I've had poodles for a long time, but they're the little toy ones.
Oh yeah, definitely. So before we get into your career, we'll talk about your upcoming autobiography. I think, am I correct in saying it's out in March?
So yes, after a year and a half of writing this book, of course, I've been writing my biography for probably the last 40 years. I've attempted to publish it probably two or three times, and everything is timing. In life, it's just timing. Sometimes things get ahead of us and you have no control, but some things you do, and it's just timing. So it's perfect timing for my book, and I have two amazing careers, pro wrestling and monster trucks. So how do you put 40 years of entertainment in one book? It was very difficult, very difficult. And there's a lot that's not in there because there's no room. There's no room to put it in there. So this is a very well-written book. It touches on all of it, but it definitely doesn't tell all of the stories by any means. And I know there's probably a lot of things people will be like, what about this? What about that? And I'll be like, 40 years, the book would be this big,
Like a
but we
Bible.
are so, yeah. Well, yeah. And there are some points that are biblical in it, I'm sure. But however, it is a very well-written book, very well put together. The story is amazing, and it is just like my personality. It jumps all over the place, and it starts from here, goes from there, goes from A to Z to C to U to, it's just. But it keeps you enticed. It keeps you, interactive. It'll have you happy, sad. It'll piss you off. You'll cry. You're going to be like cheering. And most of all, this book is about motivation. It's
Yes.
about how to persevere. It's about how to overcome. It's about how to make choices and and challenge yourself. It's about being in situations that you don't like and doing the best of what you have in life. And so I went back and read it, oh God, at least 10 times because you go back over it, you try to edit, and I'm sure there'll be a mistake here or there, but wording and the spaces or whatever. But we've looked it over. The publisher is ECW Publishing, which is out of Canada, and I love ECW Publishing. They've been very good to me. And my co-writer, our writer slash corrector and fact checker, was Greg Oliver out of Canada as well. So a lot
Right.
of Canadians going on here. And since I'm from Minnesota and I'm so close to the Canadian border, I've always said, like, there's a little bit of Canadian blood running through me. So there's that. So the book does launch. Well, it does come out in March of 2023, at the end of March, beginning of April. And so
Right.
right around WrestleMania weekend, which is fantastic, right?
Yes,
And
yes.
so, yeah. And so the book cover is amazing. Like, it's called The Woman Who Would Be King.
Right.
And I was like, I've been called the Queen of Carnage, the Queen of Wrestling, the, blah, 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 the Queen, da, 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 da. And so I'm like, you know what? There's women that call themselves the man. And so there are women that have and will be the king. So, and what really helped me choose this title was Paul Heyman. So
Right.
Paul Heyman wrote the foreword to my book, which is just incredible. And he's been a lifelong friend over 30 something years. And I'm just very honored that he wrote the foreword.
Oh,
It
nice.
speaks volumes. Yeah, it speaks volumes. And so it should tell you, what kind of piece of work this is. And it's pretty incredible. I do want to say that this book is not about, shoving anybody under the bus. It's not about that. If you sit there and shove people under the bus and, what is that, 5 seconds of fame, and then you what? You could ruin somebody's, life or family or whatever, right? So
Yeah.
no, it just there as many stories as I have, I'll take a lot to the grave with me.
Speaking of Paul Heyman, one of the things I would like to talk about, Dangerous Alliance, and Rick Rude is one of my favorites of all time. Rest in peace. How was it working with Rick Rude back in them days, and what was he like behind the scenes? I can only imagine he was a gentleman.
Oh, he was one of the few, believe it or
Yes.
not. I mean, yes, I mean, Rick just showed me so much respect. He spoke to me as an equal, and he treated me like a lady. And Paul did too, except for his character on TV. And another one that was very good to me was Curt Hennig.
Oh, yeah, back in AWA days.
Yes, two very, very good gentlemen.
Was you a victim of any of these ribs?
Oh, well, real good, funny ones, sure. I
Yeah.
mean, but he was always full of ribs. Oh my God.
And you mentioned the foreword for your book and to your careers, your wrestling and your monster truck. And there's the one career I would like to talk about. Paul London spoke to me about this, and I came across the movie recently, Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, Shoot Fighter 2. It was a good movie. So I was, you'll see in the book, you'll read in the book, but I finally decided I'll go into nursing. So I started going into nursing, and then I was going into wrestling, but I wanted to be an actress. So I met this Hollywood stunt coordinator. His name was Kai Michelson. You'll read all about it in the book. And he did famous stunts for Dar Robinson, who's no longer with us, but he also did all the movies for Burt Reynolds back in the day, and that's who he did all the stunts for, Dar Robinson for Burt Reynolds. And so that's how I met Kai in Minnesota. He's this Hollywood stunt coordinator, and I ran into him, and he said, "Hey, you'd be good in the entertainment business." And I thought, "Wow, okay, I can be a stunt woman, right on." But then he introduced me to Ed Sharkey in Minnesota and said, "No, pro wrestler." And I thought, "You ass." And then yeah, here I am. It's just the whole story's in there. It's an incredible twist, and good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. I think one of our fans has just sent in a question. Chris Act, congrats on the upcoming book. Thoughts on getting to work with against talents such as Kyoko Ione, Lioness Osaka, Aja Kong at Survivor Series 1995.
So Kyoko Inoue and Lioness Asuka and Aja Kong were and are amazing talent. I think I really gained my respect when I had my bouts with Aja, when it was the boxing fight and then the street fight match. And then Kyoko was kind of a new face, meaning the younger talent when I was there. So she was the one that was just up and coming, and she was, oh, absolutely brilliant, absolutely magnificent as a wrestler. And I mean, she was earning her spot quickly, and she was holding her own right along with the rest.
Yeah, I remember them watching the match recently, and it was a hell of a match, and especially
Yes.
for this time for women's wrestling, because obviously you had your bit of a boom in the 80s, then it kind of went quiet, and then when WWE brought you in, that's when they started pushing it a little bit more, and they brought in a lot of the Japanese talent. And I suppose one lady I'd like to talk about is Bull Nakano, and you two put some great matches together.
Well, and even with Lioness Asuka, I mean, her and I had a hour match. I mean, way back then, who did that, right? So, and today, I mean, you'd never see hardly any women do an hour matches, nor would even any of the, federations give them the time to do an hour match, right? I mean, come on. I think they only have 8 to 10 minutes mostly. If they're lucky, they'll get 20.
Yeah, it's definitely better than what it was, say, 10, 15 years ago. There's definitely been a push for it. And he
Definitely,
was.
definitely. With Bull Nakano, though, too, her and I, we really didn't have to speak. We didn't speak in the ring. That was just a beautiful dance. And her and I just, it was probably years of working together, knowing each other's body language, and just flowing. You know what I mean? It was beautiful.
And you came back a couple of years ago to be part of the Evolution pay-per-view, the all women's pay-per-view. Did you ever think for your career you would actually see an all women's pay-per-view in WWE?
Well, I knew it was going to come sooner or later because when you think about it, there was like a an all women's organization back in the day, LPWA, right? So, I mean, I knew way back then, like sometime, somehow, some way, gosh, it'll happen. It'll happen. It's got to happen. I mean, the way the women, and the whole business was going, and more women were getting into it. So I always said to myself, God, it'd be great to have an all women's, maybe a television show or a pay-per-view or some type of show on them. And, you just didn't know back then, later comes reality shows and then a pay-per-view. And it was so awesome to see WWE launch that revolution, right? I mean, it really gave hope. In fact, I have one of my plaques that they mailed me, and they had all of us girls, I'm looking at it, it had all of us girls in the studio. And we're all there, and it has the pay-per-view. It was just, it's amazing, and it was so cool to be a part of that. So that was actually my first comeback in the ring since I retired, right? Basically. And yeah, there's a great story to that in my book. Oh shit, wait till you guys read it. It's a good one. Yep. And it kind of, I wasn't gonna go, like I wasn't gonna. It's not that I wasn't going to go. I was already there, but I almost got held back. And there's a story in the book about that.
Can't give us a tease for another story, or is that just okay?
It's, I can't tell you everything. Oh my God.
So something I would like to talk to you about then. So you come into WWE. What was Vince McMahon like back then compared to like how he's been recently?
Well, I don't know what you mean by how he is recently. However, I know he was, when he brought me in, he was really looking forward to opening up the women's division and really going forward. He wanted a like a strong version, an athletic type of women's division. And he wanted to come back with a vengeance because it was sitting dormant for a while, right? Yeah. So there's that. And I think that when he hired me, I was so athletic. My gymnastic background and all of my, my style was pretty stiff, coming out of Japan and stuff. So There was nothing like it, really. I mean, you saw it previously with the Jumping Bomb Angels and the Glamour Girls with Judy Martin and Leilani Kai. So he got a taste and he kind of knew. And boy, let me tell you, those girls rocked WWE, but that tag team back then. So, I mean, he knew what my style would have been like. And he saw, you know, of course, he did his diligence and really learned about me. And otherwise, he would have never asked me to come in.
We've got another super chat here, Christian. Bit of a weird one, but I will ask it. From Rex Gardner. Hey, Medusa. Would you rather see covered in baby oil, wearing just a towel, dancing to Barbie Girl, JBL or Bob Holly?
Oh, it had to be JBL because he can be such a dick. I mean, JBL and I get along great. So I harass him as much as I can, and he harasses me. He always tells everybody I have a crush on him, but I think secretly he's always had a crush on me. He's just, oh my God, he's so full of himself.
And we've got another one here. Extreme Bob, thank you. James, congratulations on the anniversary. Thank you. Medusa is truly a treat to listen to. Classy and sweet. A ray of
Aw.
sunlight in the shady business. Also, he asks this question to every guest. Also, what do you think of using the back rake as a finisher?
The back rake. Well, the one I don't like is Brock's German, as he calls it, a German suplex. That's no German suplex. He does a suplex and throws the guy like they can land on their freaking head or their neck. And I think that's unsafe, right? It reminds me of Steiner's when they did it. It was ridiculous. But German suplex is the one where you go back and you arch, right? And it's beautiful. My finish, by the way. But as far as that one, I mean, I don't know. Has there been problems with it? I mean, has there pe been people hurt?
No, I just think it's just used to be like a fun move back in the
Yeah.
day, and people don't really
Yeah.
use it that much.
No, and
So,
I just maybe it'll, you know, maybe someone needs to revive it, right?
oh yeah, like what's old can be new again. That's the saying anyway.
You can be new again. So who used to use that as a finish?
I don't think anyone. I remember Hulk Hogan used to use it quite a lot, but not as a finish. And he was a
Not as a,
babyface, which
yeah,
always confused me.
right? Yeah, hell, make it a finish and have a day and, you know, make something out of it. Something new.
So, during your time in WWF in the mid-90s, Vince McMahon brought in Sonny. A lot of stories with Sonny, but what was your experiences like working with Sonny? I don't know if you interacted with her that much.
So, Sonny and I actually met during a time when Sherry Martel and I were cutting a promo at an independent wrestling event. And it was actually a promo for Paul Heyman's ECW. And I was so excited because I always wanted to work for ECW because I loved Paul and I never got to due to my schedule. Well, here was my big opportunity. And then I cut this promo. And then right before the promo, that's when I went into WWE. So it never happened. So at this independent show or signing, Chris Candido and Tamra were there. And I remember her. She was so young and sweet and just angelic and just cute. And she come walking up to me. She goes, "Hi, I'm Tamra. And I'm with Chris. I'm his girlfriend. And I'm really gonna get in the business." And she goes, "I really adore you. And I love everything about you. You're so strong and you just carry yourself and you don't wear makeup. And I'm gonna be natural just like you." I'll never forget that. Never forget that. And that was my introduction to Sonny. And then later in WWEF, whatever, I was there and she was just coming in. So it was just kind of a brief moment. She was still kind of, you know, fresh then, you know, and untouched by the business yet.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yes.
Yeah, such a shame how her life has not ended, but the way it's gone, like all the legal troubles and everything, It's such a shame because, like you said, she was such just fresh-faced person, and after she's done with the business, basically spit her out and obviously slid her down to the path she is now.
So I hear a lot of people say that about mainly women. When women are going down the wrong path, or they're dead in this business, or we tend to look at their life as a failure and it's a shame. So I am not condoning what she did in this last incident, that it was okay. Drinking and driving is not okay. Killing somebody is not okay when you're driving drunk. However, I truly believe that this business chewed her up in a way. And I truly believe that the power within this business abused her, and it didn't help with her decision making either. And this business can be pretty nasty when you're an entertainer. And if you're not in the business and not experiencing it, none of you have frickin' room to even speak about somebody, right? Except for what you read or what happens out there. But to know that person, man or woman, and what they actually went through and what was done to them on the other side, a lot of people, I would say 70%, don't even know. And a lot of the talent won't even speak about it themselves because of embarrassment. I feel that women, I'm going to speak for women because I am one and I've been through a lot of crap in this business. And I'm very fortunate to be here to be able to speak on behalf of women that cannot. And I've endured some of these problems. And I had a lot of come to Jesus talks with myself, wondering what the hell am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? I also have been powered by the powers to be in s different federations with no control. Like I didn't and couldn't have any control of my own career or life or decisions by the powers. And being a woman at that time, I'm not falling victim and nor in putting these women as victims unless, you know, whatever they choose or are or what. But it was very difficult. I will say a lot of men in our business abused the women mentally. I don't know about physically, but I know it was a mind fuck, excuse my expression, but it was a nasty business. Now I've seen it change a lot since the past, which is good. But I can tell you 100% that none of this crap that happened to women in the past would fly today.
Oh, no way.
Why do you think a lot of the women are not with us or effed up? It's because I believe that a lot of them were good to the business, but the business weren't good to them. Period. Now, we make our own decisions. Our actions speak. You know, we have our own actions. However, when you're in a position and there's so much power controlling you, and you have nowhere else to go or do, especially in a days back then, you feel isolated. You feel alone and jaded. You get jaded. So I'm not saying her actions were right, but situations did not help her. Let's put it that way.
Kind of staying with this topic a little bit, Medusa. So you recently appeared on NXT as to announce the Iron Survivor match. The women's champion at the time, Mandy Rose, she's just been released over some photos and videos that's been leaked. Do you think that's harsh by WWE? What's your opinion on that?
I don't know. I mean, that's here's my thing. If you're a talent and you're under contract, only you and your lawyer in that contract and the person that you're in contract with know what that is. So you know what's right or wrong. You know what pushing you know what pushing the, you're just pushing it to a certain extent. You know what you're dealing with. So it doesn't matter what she chose to do, if it's pictures, videos, whatever. Was it okay in her contract to do? I don't know that. You don't know that unless she puts it out herself, makes a statement. Everybody can talk the way they want. But I know that when I sign a contract, I know that I'm allowed to only do so much. I know that I'm only allowed to do this or that, that I allowed the contract to do. That's why you hire a lawyer. So I support whatever was in that contract. That's the legal.
Yes.
And if you want to push the envelope to see what you get by with, then shame on you, right? I'm not saying it was her or her. I'm just saying people in general. If you want a chance, unless she won out of her contract, she was doing it on purpose and then she got out, well, then okay, she got what she wanted. But if not, and if there's some stuff in there, which we'll never know unless, she makes it public, then, that's her business. Again, everybody reading comments, statements, what they think, why not just think of the facts? You're under contract. Whatever was in there, she knew what she could or couldn't do, and something happened. So, it is what it is. That's why I feel that having the name Medusa, I trademarked that 40 years ago, and it was the smartest
Very,
decision.
very smart move.
And I try educating people because I have seminars. I give seminars to kids and other groups and entertainers and whatnot. And I enter and I it's called Kick, Wrestle, and Roll, Build Your Brand. And it's not just about building your brand. It's about the other steps of pro wrestling that they don't teach you in the ring. It's about branding. It's about marketing. It's about medical. It's about health insurance. It's about trademarking. It's about how many damn lawyers you actually need in this business because not one lawyer fits the whole curriculum. You know what I mean? So a trademark attorney is a trademark attorney. An entertainer attorney is an entertainer. Your CPA is your CPA. You know what I mean? And it gets expensive. But if you're going to become an entertainer, you're going to have to protect your ass. And that's why every single one of those are very important aspects of your career.
Also, right, we'll get through these super chats before you go. I got a question here from Darren Walker. Which female wrestlers would you wrestle today if you were still wrestling? Charlotte Flair, Tessa Blanchard, and Bianca Belair is his own favorites today.
Oh, those are all great. Charlotte, Tessa, Bianca. I mean, Bianca, wow, she's really. I mean, when I saw her when she was still at, in the PC training and NXT, I just watched her because I saw how athletic she was. And just, I'm like, this girl's gonna go somewhere. She's so talented. And Tessa's got so much talent, so much talent. And I love to see her, growing and doing the best for herself. So I really hope that we see more of Tessa and a grown Tessa, professional Tessa. And I really do, because I think she would be good for the business because she is good talent. And Charlotte, shit, she's become a total package, right? Yeah. So I don't know. Any of them?
Any of them. Got a couple more here before we let you go. Dead Alive Store, thank you. 1991, Dangerous Alliance. You were the most kick-ass woman I'd ever seen in wrestling. How was it slapping Heyman? He was 9-year-old at the time.
I slapped the snot out of him, but because he said, you're a woman, 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 and you're going to be fired. He had to spell it out, and you're not a woman. You're just blah, blah, blah. And let me tell you, working with him, we were cracking up before that, setting that up, putting it together. And when that interview, I mean, it was like he told me, Medusa, just hear my interview out there and just go with it. Feel it. What would you do? And so when he was out there and he did that, and then when he never told me, when he pushed me and tapped me on the shoulder, it was like, I'm kicking your ass, bitch. You don't touch me. And as I just picked up my kick and upside the head, oh my God, it was so good. So good.
Awesome. And I think we've got one more here. This one I wanted to ask, so thank you, Grobmeister. WCW after 98, what a mess. Fought your time on Team Madness, your later feud at Oklahoma, working with Russo and Ferrara in general. Thank you. What was your... I'd like to ask about Macho Man. What was Macho Man like? Because he's
so Mach was great. He was really good to work with. He was very caring. He cared about us girls in the Madness accent. So and working with the Russo and his buddy, you know, Ferreira or whatever, and doing that whole angle when I was like cruiserweight and had to do that match against Oklahoma. Now Oklahoma could cut a promo. You know, I don't care, but he could cut a damn promo. Yeah. But I knew wrestling was changing and it was getting to the end of my realm. Like, you know, I just, when my contract came out and I signed that last one and I knew it was coming and I saw everything that was happening and they wanted evening gown matches. They wanted bathing suits. They wanted evening gown. It just, and then they wanted me to come out and model in a bikini and this. I'm like, what the hell's happening here? Hell no, I'm a wrestler, damn it. You can hire all these other models and cheerleaders and freaking whatever to do the job. But I'll fulfill my contract and I'll do what I need to do because I'm under contract right now. But after this, here's my notice. And so when I had to wrestle Oklahoma in that barbecue crap, dude, that was it. I was like, what a disgrace.
Well, Medusa, it's been absolutely great. I want to say quick thank you to Cody for putting this together.
Cody's amazing. I love Cody. Yeah.
And
You tell Renee.
I'll tell him you've got heat with him.
hey, happy birthday, bitch. Just kidding.
I think we just got one last one before you go.
It's coming in.
You're a popular lady tonight. David K. Victoria or Melina for the Hall of Fame next year, since they were in Hollywood and they are both from LA. Any thoughts on those ladies, Medusa?
So, I mean, both are so well deserving. Oh my gosh. Melina has the greatest story and she had me in tears. And she said, God, you know, watching me and wrestling and stuff, that I was the reason why she wanted to become a wrestler. So, I mean, my heart is there. And Victoria, how can you not? Victoria deserves it more than anybody. She should have been in there a couple, you know, ago. And yes. Victoria is so talented. So, so talented. So, I mean, I can't. There's no favorites. It's just like, why? Can I ask you guys out there something? Why? Why is there only one woman going in at the Hall of Fame?
Yes, it's one of the biggest crimes for myself, Miss Elizabeth.
You know how many women? Well, okay, yeah, there is Miss Elizabeth and there is this and this. But a lot of that has to do with legality. So we don't know, whenever, whatever. Right. But... Okay. It's not that, we don't want her, nor shouldn't she. It's just there's still irons to work out there. And I don't, we have all these men going in. Why can't we have two women go in at a time? Do you know how many women out there that still aren't in there, like Leilani Kai and Judy Martin, the Jumping Bomb Angels? What about Bull Nakano?
So
I
many.
mean, what about all the women before the Attitude Era? I mean, what we're just gonna skip over because it's old? That's what just I just
Even like I suppose a celebrity ring is names escape me now. Girls who just wants to have fun. Cyndi Lauper. She's not
Cyndi
in it either.
Lauper.
Yeah, she's not in it either. And like she's one of the biggest reasons why WrestleMania was a success.
You're damn straight. Wendi Richter was a big reason. So Wendi Richter was as big as Hulk Hogan, and she got shafted big time.
Oh yeah, big
Bullshit.
time.
Yes.
Good. Well, Medusa, thank you so much for your time. Absolute blast. Before we
Hold
go to
on, hold on, hold on. The
your
woman who would be
podcast.
king, the woman who would be king is now available on Amazon for pre-order. So go ahead, check it out. The cover is absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I'm raving because this cover is amazing. And it is now available on Amazon. So pre-order, get it ready, get your spot for that book. And it's a hardcover too. So I'm very honored.
And you've also got your podcast, Trash Talk, am I right?
Oh, there's not just trash talk. It's called 5 Minute Mondays Paving the Way because I can't just talk 5 minutes. And then there's a segment called Trash Talk. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Medusa, we'll definitely do this again, and I'll make sure Renee's here the next time.
Yeah, Renee. Okay. Yeah, because I know he had a little scuttle with JBL, and I wanted to ask him about that.
Oh, yeah, let's go with a few people. So we'll definitely bring him next
Yeah.
time and bring you back, and we'll definitely let you have a conversation about that.
Okay, sir. All right. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Good luck on everything. And don't forget to check it out, The Woman Who Would Be King on Amazon.
Thank you so much, and yeah, we'll definitely do it again.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye bye. Cool. Right, everyone, I hope you enjoyed that. I know I did. It's great talking to an actual legend of professional wrestling, especially in the for women's wrestling, the amount of work she's done there. So much I would love to talk to her about. We didn't even talk about the trash can incident, but it's only so much you can fit into a 30-minute conversation. I'm gonna stick around for another 23 minutes. So yeah, I'll stick around for another 20 minutes. So if there's anything you just wanna ask me, please do so, and I'll try and entertain you. But no, I enjoyed that. So yeah, it's all good. Dr. Guerrero in the house. Thanks, James. Thank you so much. Yeah, really enjoyed it. Just a short bit. Yeah, but very busy lady. So you can only get so much time. You can only get so much time with these people. And I'm just grateful to have what time we did. So yeah. So no, I loved it. This was good, James. Thank you, Anakin. Really enjoyed it. So definitely one off the bucket list for myself. So shame Renee couldn't make it tonight. It's his birthday today, so I think he's went out with family or something. So but yeah, next hopefully if we do bring Medusa back on, he'll be here next time. He's gonna be back Monday anyway. So definitely a lot to talk about in the recent news in wrestling regarding Mandy Rose and such, and Vince McMahon possibly making a return. You missed 4 hour streams. I don't. I love them, but I start recording 11 p.m. my time. So by the time we finish the 4 hour streams, it's like 3 a.m. And then I have to get up for work next morning, school runs, and I'm just so tired doing them. So where's Paul? I think I'm talking to Paul later. We're gonna try and shoot some stuff for Cinemax. So I know everyone's been waiting for that, but yeah, we're gonna be shooting that really soon. So should be good. Hopefully my mic's okay. I think someone said my mic wasn't too good, but hopefully it was better when I've just adjusted it. Oh, good question. What do you think of Triple H not liking the wrestlers he's brought back recently? Yeah, I think it's great seeing these wrestlers come back, but sometimes and I accuse Tony Khan of doing the same thing, so I'm going to say the same thing about Triple H, otherwise people's going to think I've got double standards. It's good having surprise returns, but when you rely on it, I think it's lazy booking. And don't get me wrong, there's some people who I did enjoy he's brought back. Karrion Kross was someone who I think will be a star one day, him and Scarlett. Johnny Gargano hasn't really done much. I feel like he's been put in a stupid angle. I like Dexter Lumis, but Dexter Lumis really is just like a vignette wrestler. So if an actual person you watch in the ring, if that makes sense. Who else? Hit Row. I don't think anyone cares about them, especially with Isaiah Swerve Scott not being part of the team now. I think that was a bad team to return. Like they're very much not needed. They'll probably be having a feud with the War Machine Viking Raiders, but I don't think anyone's interested in them. And yeah, so I think he got a little bit excited bringing back all these wrestlers, but I think he's brought back way too many and he's kind of went quantity over quality. So yeah, so you might see some of these people getting cut. Jackson Sean, any other women planned on being on stream soon? I think I've got a couple coming in the new year. I'm going to try and sort that out. So yeah, fingers crossed. But yeah, it's just it's getting time. It's hard to get guests, it really is. And even with the channel doing so well now, like we're past 14K subs and we've just achieved 4 million views, which is amazing. I want to say thank you to everyone who's helped us get there. It's still hard to get guests. There's loads of guests I would like to get, like women wrestlers. I would love to get Stacy Keibler or Tori Wilson there. Lita and Trish, these women. I mean, we've been lucky in the past with getting now Medusa, Victoria, Gail Kim, and such. And Taylor Wilde was great, and Angelina Love. But yeah, it's definitely reaching out to some of these people, and it's trying to reach out to the people who was on the roster with Renee at the same time. Dawn Marie as well, she was great. So he's got them stories with him. But yeah, I mean, I would love to bring on. Fun story. I did actually invite Terry Reynolds. I invited her on Twitter, and she didn't think this. I don't know if she got confused, but she thought this when I said part of this podcast, blah blah blah. She didn't believe that the podcast existed. I'm like, just click on the link, you'll see it. So I'll try and reach out back to her, and yeah, I'd love to get Molly Holly, but she's with WWE now, so that might be a little bit tough. But yeah, I'm sure we'll get some people on soon. James, should Cena have turned heel? I mean, we're way past it now, but I mean, he was going to turn heel. Was it after he lost against The Rock? They was going to turn him heel, but it never happened. It would have been interesting to see him heel, because he done well with it when he was in his younger days, but I wonder would he be able to pull it off? I don't know. It would have been interesting to see. I can say that. Let's see. Okay, who's next women wrestler? Don't know yet. Can we get Athena on? I would like to, but AEW are pretty strict with their get letting wrestlers do interviews. They're as strict as WWE. So it's tough. I think, and I love Chris Van Fleet. Everyone knows I love Chris Van Fleet. I think I know he can get on because his channel's massive, and that's great work for Chris, and I applaud him for it. But sometimes with these contracted wrestlers, with like say the big two companies, I think you do need like a super big channel, and we're not there just yet. But fingers crossed, we'll be there one day, and that's why. And I apologize because it feels like I'm just like saying all the time, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. But it really does help the channel when people subscribe, because the bigger the channel gets, it allows us to get some of these guests who we might not be able to get if it was at a certain level, if that makes sense. So, yeah, but I'll try. What was the first wrestling event you remember seeing, James? Right. On TV. Royal Rumble 1991. My father was a wrestling fan, and he had the video cassette tape, and I made it myself here. And I put it in the video player and was like, what's this? And yeah, I remember Hulk Hogan winning the Rumble, eliminating Earthquake at the end, Ultimate Warrior losing his title against Slaughter. So yeah, that was the first event I remember. Waldo, James, I only learned about you from this show. How did you get into this? Or is this your first podcast? Oh, good question, Rodo. It's not my first podcast. I've got another podcast, but I haven't uploaded on it since January. So when the pandemic was about, it was lockdown, and I couldn't go to work, so I was bored. So I had two choices. I could get myself in shape or I could start a podcast, and I decided to start a podcast because it was easier. And it was called That 90s Wrestling Podcast, and it was basically reviewing 90s WWE pay-per-views. So started off Rumble 90, and I would just work my way through it, and I would have some guest hosts on, and then got a little team together, and we was doing them. But then I kind of fell in with Impact Wrestling, and the manager said, "Oh, I can do this, do that," and that's where I started interviewing wrestlers. So my first interview was Goldilocks, the original TNA Knockout. She was the interviewer, and then got a gig with Impact Wrestling. Before this, no interactions with wrestlers at all. Probably like a like from a tweet or something, but no connections at all. So when people say to me, it's impossible to start a podcast and get a wrestling podcast, get guests, it's not, because if I can do it, anyone can do it. So I just started having more and more guests, and went well. And then interviewed Renee. We got along, and I've heard him before mention that he was thinking of doing the podcast. So I said to him, should we do a podcast? And he was like, yeah, we'll try it. And yeah, about what's now 16, 17 months later, we're still going. My old podcast went under a couple of names. It's went That 90s Wrestling Podcast, Cafe, not Cafe, Primetime Conversations, where I try to interview people outside of wrestling, like from music, which I interview some great guests like Conan McCaslin from Sum 41, Jared from Bowling for Soup, Ty Samora from like Alien Ant Farm. So I got to interview a lot of people from my favorite bands, which was great, and some like horror stars. And but then I stopped doing that. Then I renamed it to Fats Wrestling. But I am gonna bring back that 90s wrestling podcast. I spoke to the guys who I used to do the show with, and they're excited about it. So hopefully, we should be dropping an episode possibly New Year time. So fingers crossed, I'll be bringing that back. And if you want to head over and subscribe to it, please do so. And we go about an hour and a half in our reviews, but we were very entertaining. But when I used to do the videos, the reviews, I would have it like it would just be our audio, and it would be like videos and pictures of the show, which was great, but it's so time consuming for editing. So going forward, you'll just see me, Dan, Rob, and Mags, the three other guys who used to the show with, possibly Paul as well, and not Paul and just other Paul. So yeah, so fingers crossed we'll be doing that soon. So hopefully that answers your question. Let's see, James, do your sons watch any classic wrestling? Funny enough, we watched Rumble 2019 last night because their favorite Seth Rollins, and it's great seeing them get excited because they're watching the match they've never watched before. It reminds me of me, and yeah, I would say they watch probably more current stuff, but they're not massive fans at all. They're casual fans, but like when I took them to the event, they loved it. So if it's Seth Rollins on the show, they'll watch it. Or Cena, Rock. That's their favorites at the minute. Rose Medusa, you're too late. She's gone. Should have tuned in earlier, man. It's been advertised for 2 weeks, but never mind. You can click on the replay. Let's see. Daniel Price, I've got a theory. In fact, the only reason Vince stepped away was for the heat to die down to prove test that Triple H couldn't do the job as well as he thought. I agree that he stepped away for the heat to die down. I 100% agree. That's just my opinion, and obviously your opinion also, to prove and test Triple H couldn't do the job. I don't know about that. Triple H, he's done some good decisions, but he's done some bad decisions, and I think everyone's excited because it was new and it was fresh, but it's, I don't know, it's kind of gone into the same, really. So it kind of makes you think how much of a step back did Vince take? Because I'm still seeing a lot of similarities. And I know Roman's doing great stuff, him and Sammy, but Roman was doing this stuff when Vince was in charge as well. So, but yeah, it's going to be interesting if Vince comes back. I do believe he will return. I couldn't believe it when he left, but left. So, be interesting if he does return. Let's see. What do you think of Mandy Rose release? Yeah, I spoke to Renee about it today. Very interesting. Obviously, I just spoke to Medusa about it, and she gave a real great answer. It was harsh. Apparently, it was actually the toy company, Mattel. I think they make the toys for WWE now. Might be wrong. But so I heard it was a toy company that got upset about it, and like part of the contract and things like that. So, and I think they, and I'm not 100% sure, but I hear they asked her to remove the content, but she didn't. So she must be making some great money from it. So I heard someone said her subscription's gone from $25 a month to $40 a month. So if she's raking it in that way, then fair play to her. But it's a shame that she's been released, because I remember couple of years ago when I saw her make an improvement in the ring, I was like, wow, she could be like the new Trish Stratus, and she was heading that way. I mean, this title run she had, it's a great title run, and Toxic Attraction's probably been, if I do tune into NXT, the best part of NXT. So it's a shame she's been released, but if she decided that she'd rather do that than wrestling, then there you go. But she might be back, but we'll have to see. Let's see what else we got here. Good luck. Yeah. Not, I might be working tomorrow. I'm not sure. It's fucking cold. Honestly, when people complain about the summer and they say, oh, it's too hot, I feel like punching them because I'm like, you don't realize how fucking cold it is outside. But I wrap up fairly warm, so I'm not too bad. Let's see here. Ellis Jones. Hey, James. Did the Pantera Vulgar display of power pull the Renee on parody on Instagram as a joke? Because I know both. I don't know if I saw it. Oh, yeah, I did see it, actually. Yeah, it was funny. Yeah, we have to get them back on together. Was it up today? No. Well, it is. It's simply that Paul, because we're in like three different time zones, and Paul, time we record, it's like midday for Paul, or like early afternoon, so he's rather working or something. And it's just like time zone differences. That's why me and him hasn't been able to produce content for our new channel yet, because time zone differences. Time, I go to sleep 12 o'clock, it's only 4 o'clock over there. But it's funny though. Medusa did be too late. I'm sorry. If she comes back on, we'll definitely ask her about it. But did Bischoff offer a million to bring the women's title? Well, if she doesn't come on before she releases her book, then please order a book off Amazon. Was the woman who would be king. It's gonna be a great book, like loads of stories, a lot of history there. So, James, yeah, had a shave and a haircut. So, parents come down at the weekend, so I haven't seen them for months. So, I thought tidying myself up. Yeah, Mickey would be great. We are trying to work on that one. Obviously, I know she's had a lot to deal with lately. So yeah, so fingers crossed that'll be someone we'll be getting sorted out in the new year. Do we really need to have Nicholas? Speaking of my old podcast, I've got a great Nicholas interview. I spoke to him for about 2 hours. So if you check out my channel, That's Wrestling, it's one of my earliest interviews actually. So I was lucky to get to have them. If you type in Nicholas, that 90s wrestling podcast, or That's Wrestling, you'll find it. That's one that still to this day is one of my favorite interviews I ever done. And yeah, underrated, yeah, but Bruce Pritchard doesn't think highly of him, and he reveals everything. And he, I mean, he told me some exclusive stories about how he didn't respect Dixie at all. Bruce Pritchard did, and because Nick Aldis was one of Dixie Carter's favorite, and Bruce just didn't like him. So, a lot of great stories from that one. So, I'm not just saying it because I done it, but honestly, just to listen to the guy speak, it's a great interview. So, if you want to check it out, please do so, and tell me what you think. Right, I've got a couple of minutes left, so we'll see what else. Randy did it to herself. She stepped outside the certain parameters. Yeah, if that's the case, then there you go. It's just. I can understand. If it's breaking contract, then it's breaking contract. But at the same time, I've seen some other female wrestlers who I won't name do similar things. And just the way like the women's presented on TV anyway. And I think Athena, Ember Moon, one of the things she was told like by John Laurinaitis was that all the women should start dressing like Mandy Rose. So, to be more sexy, I suppose. So yeah, it's just like they tell you one thing, then they do something different. So, Perry would be cool. Yes, she would. Tell her that we've we'll contact. Who is banned from cafe? I haven't banned anyone. I'm sure there's some people. So, if they don't come on the show, then they're banned, I suppose. Let's see. Cena, James, do you believe Cena will make rap albums? I think that day's gone and passed, isn't it? I did have his original one he done back in the day. It was all right. Let's see. What do you think to Danielson v MJF potentially happening? Yeah, I suppose that's the next step, isn't it? So someone's gonna get a good match out of MJF. It'll be Danielson. So yeah, I was speaking to my kid brother about it. It was nice to see two, I suppose, home. I know Starks was NWA and MGF was MLW, but they're kind of like homegrown AEW stars in a way. It was great to see two young AEW stars actually main event on the show because they've been relying heavily on WWE talent. So it's nice to see that. But yeah, I can honestly say I haven't been watching much of AEW. But I'm a fan of MJF, so if he's fighting Danielson, then yeah, I'm sure I'll check it out. Should be good. Mo Benny, just join. How come so short? That was the allotted time I was given, Mo Benny. I'm afraid it was. I even took some liberties. It was meant to be 30 minutes. I had 35. So just after we finish the stream, go back for the first 35 minutes, and hopefully you enjoy it. Let's see. Doo, 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 doo. Who's better? Prime Henry Suarez Ronaldo. That's question. Mean, the obvious answer is Ronaldo, isn't it? Like, there was that season with United, he scored a stupid amount of goals. I'm a Liverpool fan, so he has me say that. But then Suarez 13-14, he had an unbelievable season with us. Shame the rest of the team was shit. Well, We weren't shit. We just couldn't defend for our lives. Fortunately, our manager at the time, Brendan Rodgers, was the manager of Training Wheels. Was class. I mean, I've got to give it to Ronaldo. Ordinary seconds, what was fair. It hurts me to say that because I'm a Liverpool fan, but at the same time, I'm not a biased fan. But it's a crime, Henry and Suarez didn't win a Ballon d'Or piece. Great. Are you into anything paranormal? I am. Scary podcast, I think. I mean, my favourite TV show of all time is Supernatural. I love it. I started watching it when I was 16 and it finished a couple of years ago. Yeah, I love things like that. And so is my kids. My kids love ghost stories and stuff. And do I believe ghosts is real? I don't. But I like the idea. Like, I entertain the ideas of it, if that makes sense. Like, I won't rule anything out, but I can't say unless I'm been shown proof. Scary podcasts. It's weird, you know, because a lot of the podcasts I watch, I or listen, I'm afraid, sorry, I come across by accident. It was like when I used to listen to Something to Wrestle. I came across that by accident completely, and I enjoyed it when it was good. When Bruce re-signed for WWE, that's when it went downhill. And when I've looked on the odd occasion, it seems to be like a lot of rerun episodes or mega episodes. But yeah, I mean, if you can recommend some good horror podcasts, I would be more, I'll be, you know, willing to listen to them. Slaughtered Lamb is a good horror movie podcast. Do-do-do, so waiting for the movie Lives with you and Paul, on the new channel. Yeah, real soon. I've said to Paul we need to get it out quick, so, real soon. All right. Hey James, I know Renee's not here, but wish him a birthday. I will do later. He's having a birthday with the family, so I'm sure he's having a good one. So 39 years young. Best wrestling show I ever went was Renee's dad in 97. Edge, Christian, Don Cass, Rick Martel. Rick Martel, I've always said it, he's definitely a bucket list interview for me. I would love to get him on the show, but he just doesn't do them. I think Rick Rogers was there too. Oh, awesome. It's amazing how many talents went through Renee's father's territory. I am going to try and do like a. I would when we hit 15K, I've said to him we're going to do a pre-recorded episode, and I would love to get a lot of photos and video on it, and I would love to put a lot of work into it, make it like a documentary. So fingers crossed when we hit 15K, I'll do it. She is. I think I send her a thank you message like every year to say thank you because without her, I wouldn't be where I'm in with podcasting. That's just me being genuine. So, yeah, she was great. Love to talk to her again. Yeah, and also Rick, he's buy one, get one half price. So, he's doing that to the new year. So, yeah, you can get yourself, you know, great deal at the minute. So, not only do you get your first tee, you get a second one half price, and you get a signed 8x10. So visit email Cafe Day Renee merch, or there's the Shopify account, which I haven't got the link to, sorry. Or if you want to send a normal email to Cafe Day Renee at gmail at yahoo.com, then yeah, I'm sure we'll get it sorted out. So, but yeah, he's got a great sale at the minute. Dale, hey James, I interviewed Medusa last month for our podcast. Oh, great. Would love to your insight to how to interview. I send it to your Twitter. Any help? Oh, yeah, I'll check it out, Dale. And yeah, like I said, I'm not saying I'm no expert by any means, but I've done a few of these now. I've been. Shoot. Start the podcast page. Yeah, I must be podcasting now for about. Well, about 2.5 years, I think, something like that. But yeah, well, I've interviewed a lot of people now, which is amazing to think about when I think about it because, shoot, who's like, yeah, Goldilocks was my first interview. Then I think the second was like Duke Dumpster Drosy, and I had Henry Godwin. I got really lucky with some of my guests to begin with. But yeah, it's just when I was speaking to Jonah off camera the other night, and it still amazes me that, this year, like now I spoke to Medusa, but I spoke to Kurt Angle, Rob Van Dam, Kid Cash, Eugene, Nick Dinsmore, Santino, Victoria Gyokim. It's been amazing. So yeah, very fortunate. And that's it's cafe, like on my old channel, Jeff Jarrett, Diamond Dallas Page, Eric Bischoff, you know what I mean? So yeah, but yeah, I'll definitely give you some feedback, Dale. Right, let's see. I'll have a couple more minutes. Has anyone chat genuinely offended you? Not really. We just get some trolls, and I don't know what. I just don't understand the what's the point in being a troll. It's like you're just wasting energy. I call them ankle biters because instead of praising someone, they rather try and drag someone down because where they can't do where they won't do anything in their own lives, they get jealous and they get bitter towards people. That's I'm not saying we're like sky high. This kids' ball, by the way. I'm not saying we're like super mega successful channel. We're not, but we like to entertain people, and I generally enjoy doing this. Like, not only do I talk to Renee every week, someone who I was a fan of as a kid, well, younger. It's only a few years between us, but I get to talk to all these wrestlers, and thankfully, it seems to be entertaining everyone here who checks it out. So that's what we do. But I can't understand why people tunes in just to try and troll us. And it's just no sad, really, isn't it? What generally offended me, no, but it's just like little troll comments, and I laugh at them. Like, and I'm being genuine when I say this. Like, I send these messages to Jonah, and I mean them has the biggest laughs at these trolls. I would love to do an episode where I just troll the trolls, like all the comments. But we'll see. HBK's ADI. I got into wrestling when I faced on Monday Night Raw when Rick Rude was DX 97. Unfortunately, nobody remembers that Rick Rude retired. Yeah, it was Sting, unfortunately, that injured him, which was a shame. He did have a little brief spell in ECW as the Phantom. I don't know if he actually officially wrestled matches, but I remember he pile drive Francine. That's a story, by the way. but never mind. But yeah, so but yeah, Rick Rude. Asked Medusa about him actually. So that's it was great to hear her talk about Rick Rude because he's what a heel, what a gimmick. And that's what I miss about he used a simple finisher like a neck breaker, made it look like that he was literally breaking someone's neck. But yeah, Monday night I went back and watched Raw 1997 a couple of years ago. And I made it my mission to watch every episode of Raw on every pay-per-view. Honestly, I was not disappointed. It's so good, honestly, and I recommend it. He's worse than you. Moose from well, Impact Wrestling. But that was it wasn't face to face. It was like just audio only, and it wasn't great. So yeah. I guarantee you next time if I spoke to him it would probably be a great interview, but back then it was not. How can I be a regular on the channel? I'm good with movie history, like seriously. I mean, Cinemax. I mean, we haven't even started it yet, so we'll see. But I mean, I don't know, it's like the only reason I brought Jonah into this channel because I knew Jonah and I've seen his body of work he's been doing for the last couple of years. I know he was capable. And like we're not taking any applications to Cinemax yet at all, but as for the channel, like and I think Cafe we're pretty full at the minute, but in the future we might expand, fingers crossed. And I mean it's the case, get an experience, show us what you can do and things like that, and we'll go from there. And I mean it's like starting Cafe Renee. Cafe Renee saw what I've done previously, and he knew what I was like when I interviewed him. So, he must have thought, right, this guy's capable. He seems to know what he's doing. And that's it, really. It's getting experience. It's showing us what you're capable of. And there's nothing stopping you from starting a podcast at all. But will it be a success? I don't know. Will it fail? Possibly. But you don't know till you try it. And Chris Van Vliet, I don't know if he said that he got it from Cena. He said day one is better than one day. And it's true. And like I was putting off doing a podcast for ages. Originally, I was meant to do like a football podcast. It was going to be a football and a wrestling podcast. It was going to be football and wrestling. That didn't go anywhere. But yeah, it's starting a podcast, get experience, shows what you can do. And yeah, in the future, you never know. But at the minute, we're pretty full. So, but we'll see in the future. Let's see. I'm going to do a couple more. I hear this from CVV, but Matt kind of said he wants to win W title from. Good luck. No, it won't work. I like Matt Cardona, but he's not taking it off Roman. I mean, I admire the work he's done. He's rebuilt himself on the indies, but it's similar to Cody. But Cody, when I say a household name, not a household name like a Rock, because wrestling will never get like that again. But among wrestling fans, he's and a lot of respect. He's wrestled everywhere. He's helped create, like, a company. He made himself a star and he's come back and he got treated like a star. Cardona, he's doing great in the indies and Impact Wrestling. He's doing okay, but Impact Wrestling is nothing like what TNA was. TNA was getting 2 million viewers. I mean, he could come back one day and be a very capable. Treated like a serious mid-carder, possibly upper mid-carder, but myself, I can't see him taking the title of Roman. The only two people I can see taking the title of Roman is my two picks for the Rumble. It's rather going to be Cody or The Rock. That's a good question. Who would everyone like to see? Would you rather have Cody win it or The Rock? So that'd be interesting. Oh, how good on the podcast, and thank you. Yeah, it's like I said, I had no connections. I just went for it, shot me shot, and it was good. Will it be another conspiracy episode? Yeah, I'd like to do another one. We haven't done one for a while, and it'd be great to get Paul in on it as well. So that might be something we'll try and do. Favorite ruthless aggression era of the wrestlers? Good question. Brock, Kurt Angle, Benoit, Randy Orton, Cena. Eddie, obviously. I've actually been playing 2K22, and I've just created a universe mode like set in 2003. And I found some great like created wrestlers. Oh, Rob Van Dam, obviously. Yeah, I'm having fun doing that at the minute. But yeah, 2003, 2004 was some of my favorite years. 2002 was great as well. Edge, another one. I'd say my favorite out of all of them. Sad to say, man, I love Benoit. And that's horrible to say now because of what's happened. But man, entering the Rumble at number one and winning it, that when it was when it still meant something. I know Edge done it a couple of years ago, but I didn't like that Rumble at all. And yeah, loved Benoit, and it's just horrible what's happened since. Let's see. It's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know. That's a good question, actually. Because that was a thing as well where I know OnlyFans and like Twitch is two completely different things, but I'm sure they said like there was going to allow wrestlers to start doing more things like for more money and stuff, but yeah, it's I'm not sure on that one. I think she has, but I don't know, but I haven't got it. let's see, you're ripping me like I've got 10 notifications. But I got the notification live about 10 minutes ago. Oh shit, sorry dude. Yeah, it's YouTube's a pain at times. I mean, I would imagine you've tapped the bell icon as well. Yeah, it's weird as well, YouTube. Like, and it's not just this channel; it's other channels as well. where they don't notify people. It's a bitch, really. Yeah. So, got a couple more bits to get, so we're nearly there. See, I'm gonna just fast forward for a few and then I'm gonna call it a night. That whole time I thought I was out after closing YouTube. I thought, all right. See, I think Jonas posted some clips while I'm still on, by the way. Nick, my man, my dude, my boy, what are you doing? King of podcasting. Not there yet. All good, just in a few Medusas. So, everyone, please check out Nick's podcast, Universal Wrestling Podcast. He's had some great interviews. He had, like, I don't know how he fucking done it, but he got, like, Adam Cole on the show, Malakai Black and stuff. So, check him out. He's got some great stuff. He's got some good live streams as well. So, yeah, check Nick out. Yeah, probably. I haven't banned him. All right. Oh, thanks. Yeah, I've had some great guests. So, I've been lucky. Well, it's Independence Day. Yeah, I loved the first one. The second one was garbage. Oh, this is a question. Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I love that film. That is so bad, it's good. Now, there's this movie. Now, I don't think it's bad. I think the acting is terrible. But the actual movie I love, and Paul loves it, and we'll definitely review it. No Retreat, No Surrender. Martial arts film. It's one of Van Damme's alias Rose. He plays the villain in it. Fighting's great in it. And the story's good, story's fun. But if you the actual actor, I didn't really realize this when I was a kid, but the father, Jason Stillwell's the main character. His father's one of the worst actors, the way they deliver the lines. So I kind of fit in that category. But Mortal Kombat Annihilation to me is a film that's so bad it's actually good. It's better than the fucking new one. The new one was, oh, it was an abortion of a film. This is something me and Paul's gonna talk about a lot. Like, a fighting game should be so simple to make into a movie. I've always said I can make an overview draft easy. It's just a dialogue I would struggle with. But how do you fuck up like a fighting game to make it into a movie? All you have to do, right, here's a bracket, draw the bracket, give them the backstories, give them their reasons why they're going into the tournament, and let them do it. Instead, they just do all this shit and they just fuck it up. The first Mortal Kombat was great, I loved it. Even like Street Fighter is much as Street Fighter is probably on that list as well. Maybe that's so bad it's good. I just love Bison, like Raul Julia's Bison's amazing. But same with that, like that should have just been like a tournament film, but instead it was like, they had the UN involved and shit. There was another film as well, fourth one, I've forgotten now. But yeah, it's just like, they just fuck it up so easy. James, the scum, or Liverpool? Liverpool. Yeah. Oh, man, I knew. Series. I only caught a sec. Do you mean the movies or the actual television show? I've watched the first. Well, I've watched all the films, actually. I watched them. Yeah, the remake was actually one of them remakes that wasn't actually bad. Still prefer the original three. The TV show, Ash for the Evil Dead. I think I caught one episode, but I forgot to finish it off. But yeah, something definitely will finish off. What's your thoughts on the England in the quarterfinals? Yeah, disappointed. But it is what it is. Yeah, it's. I mean, Renee would be happy if France is in the final. So, but yeah, it's. That's a shame, but it is what it is. James, I'd go Holly Bradshaw. Yeah, it's that's a shame because it's growing up. Like I liked them. And I think Bradshaw was a great heel champion. And I still think that to this day. And I've said that to Renee. I do think he was a good champion. But obviously, when you hear the backs, what they're like backstage, is like, well, these guys are pieces of shit. So, but if I had to pick out the two, I would say Bradshaw. Oh, yeah. My brother told me they came out with cancers. I was disappointed. Yeah, I think I've seen all of them. The first two is the best. First two is the best. Number three wasn't as. I kind of forgot what happened in four and five. I don't know if they meant number six. I think they did, but I've seen them, but I forgot what happened to what number one and two I remember vividly, and they're great. We're getting the wife was. Don't know yet. We'll have to see. Skip a few more, and then I'm calling it night. Yeah, let's get you more Jack Renee. I'll try. That's my New Year's resolution. Base James waiting till Renee gone to get Medusa, probably. James. Yeah, by the way, I've just realized because we've got Jonah on the show, we've got James, Jonah, James, Jonah, Jameson. So I've just realized that. Reach 20 subs, you got a chance, Renee. Probably. We'll see if he comes to the UK. Yeah, boy. New Japan? That'd be interesting. Let's see. Like, why? Yeah, I think I answered it, didn't I? Just catching up on the air now. Let's see. Time is it? I have a couple more minutes and that's it. Giant you in front of 93 screaming Hulkamaniacs, what you gonna do when I slam like I did you, Andre, brother? Yeah, shame about Hogan. I still like Hogan. It's a shame what he said. I hope that he's genuinely sorry. I mean, fuck. Wasn't for Hulk Hogan, like, how many of us wouldn't be wrestling fans, you know what I mean? But yeah, it's not wrong, it's no, it's horrible what he said and stuff, but hopefully he's just really sorry about it. But yeah, I mean, he didn't get fired up for a Hulk Hogan promo. Let's see, yeah. Yeah, Stevie said that because I tried to get Stevie on, but Stevie Richards. But this time of the year now is his busiest time in the fitness industry. So yeah, but yeah, I think we'll see if we can do something with him one day. I would love to do so. Cause love Stevie. Ah, good question. I actually watched Under Siege 1 and 2 the other night. I watched Under Siege 1. Shoot. Watch that. Oh, no, I was podcasting Monday. I must have watched that Tuesday night. The blonde, it's amazing. I enjoyed that. And I like number 2 as well, actually. I think I watched that night after. Yeah, I watched them 2 last couple of nights. So, yeah, I watched them 2. Good films. Oh, thanks for tuning in, everyone, by the way. Good few of you still with us, so thank you. Click that like button, it'd be great. And if you're not subscribed, please do so. They did it for Bloodsport. I must have missed a comment here, but yeah, Bloodsport's great. The live action version of Street Battle was god awful. The only good thing about the movie. Yeah, Kylie's ass as well. Yeah, Riley Healy was great in it. Like I said, it's these video game movies. What do you call it? It's so like a fighting game should be so simple to make into a movie, and they just for some reason they always fuck it up. So I watched the Tekken movie. That's on YouTube if you want to check it out. I advise you not to. That was so stupid. The Netflix anime show was all right though. I actually didn't mind that. Yeah, she was a highlight. Did you know? This is some trivia knowledge I'll drop in on you. There's something you'll expect from Cinemax. So Fandan was married at the time. Like on the set, Fandan was doing so much cocaine, it was a joke. Like, man, if you look into the story of Street Fighter getting filmed, it was amazing. But he cheated on his wife, Kylie Minogue, on the set. And his wife actually made an appearance in the movie. If you remember right, that when Van Damme Guile is in the little speedboat thing, he's watching like an old video. It's like him, Charlie, who's Blanka. That's another fuck up because they're two completely different characters in the video game. And the girlfriends, one of the girlfriends was Van Damme's actual wife. So, but yeah, so bad it's good. Hip hop, yeah, good hip hop. I mean, Love Dre, Ice, fucking Eminem, yeah, Warren G, Regulate, Hate Me Now is one of my favorite songs. I keep forget, I get names mixed up. No, I don't know if it was Nas, but yeah, D12 I loved as well, so yeah. You wouldn't think it as well because I love like heavy metal, but I've just got appreciation of like good music. Not today's music. Right, I'm just gonna fast forward for a few and then I'm gonna call it night. All right, right at the end, I'll go back a couple. Let's see. YouTube would copyright it, but it'd be amazing if you could do a poll like Mystery Science Theater. Yeah, that's the only problem with YouTube's like using clips. Like YouTube is like claimed a couple of our videos lately. We don't use footage, so yeah, they're being really strict lately. James, bro, when you reach next milestone for soaps, you gotta smash the video if you're doing a fridge tickler. I'll try to. Agreed. Even though Paul makes fun of me because I like UFC. Oh God, the UFC the other night was fucking terrible, wasn't it? I like Paddy the Baddy, but man, he lost that fight. A draw, if I'm being generous, but he lost that fight. And oh God, the main event just a draw, and the title's vacant again and shit. That was a terrible event. It really was. But yeah, I love UFC. So. Yeah, I know I get stick for it. Honestly, avoid NFTs and crypto. I've got a little bit of crypto. It's nothing, but just avoid them. Great foreign film. Maybe you like The Eighth Day. I've checked that. That's the thing with today's Hollywood, Today's Hollywood's terrible. I've got a lot. It's like, fuck, did you see what that Jennifer Lawrence said the other day? That before her, women didn't get any leading roles. I'm like Ripley, Sarah Connor, Lara Croft. Like, talk about someone who's got a self-inflated ego is so fucking stupid. That's a joke. Like, to underscore Hollywood today is dead, or it relies on superhero movies. And even they've gone shit. And growing up, I loved superhero cartoons and the films what we had. But now it's just terrible. It's, honestly, if it wasn't for like Japanese and Korean cinema, like what have we got? Like I can't wait for Squid Game season 2. A series I do recommend, Alice in Borderland. Season 1's out. Season 2's out pretty soon. That's a Japanese show. That's pretty good. Alice in Borderland. I keep hearing Parasite's meant to be really good, but I haven't watched that yet. But honestly, if it wasn't for like Japanese and Korean Asian cinema, like honestly, there'd be nothing to watch. Hollywood's fucking dead. Last teams I liked was Cesaro, Tyson Kidd. I've interviewed Tyson Kidd, he was great. Alpha and Revival. Yeah, pretty much. Everyone's Street Fighter was perfect, like for example, you had Miklos Blood Bloodbook. Yeah, he was in the Siege 1 as well. I spotted him the other night. Damien Chapa, I think his name is. It was just like there was nothing like how he was in the game. Like, Ryu is meant to be this warrior who's basically homeless. He just travels the world like to prove he's the best fighter. And then this one, he's like a fake gun launderer. So, if you remove it from the video game and just watch it itself, like I said, it's so bad it's good. But like Bison, Raul Julia is just great. Time on to rat and we'll call it a night. Female groups. Biggest fan of female groups. Sorry. How did a bloke make me bloke? Like to think it's my devilish good looks and my charming personality. Yeah, Renee, this thinks I'm secretly a billionaire as well. Horror movie fans. Yeah, look, horror films. Like horror films, they're very few and far between recent ones that's any good. What's the most recent horror film I watched, which I thought Terrifier 2 is meant to be good. I haven't watched that yet. I'm just trying to think what's the most recent horror film I watched. What was actually Ready or Not. That was quite good. Actually, that I think that was like 2019, something like that. I actually enjoyed that one. That was actually a good film. But yeah. Honestly, like modern films, I think Tarantino said that this is the worst decade for films. But he also said the 80s was bad. I couldn't agree with him on that because the 80s I thought was fucking awesome for films. But I agree with him, like today's films are shit. Well, Tarantino's one of my favorite directors. Love Django. Django's one of the greatest films ever made. Hateful Eight, I love. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, Kill Bill 1 and 2. Oh, the man's a genius. So, what? His next film, I don't think it's. Get this right. Hateful Eight. Yeah, Hollywood's his ninth, and he always said he was going to finish with number 10. So, yeah. And if I'm right to think. They're doing a Zorro and Django crossover film. Tarantino's not part of it, but they said that's what's going to be done. So that'll be interesting. And, right. Oh, thank you, Frank's Pickle Barrel. Thank you, the Super Stinger. Thank you so much. So, yeah, I think. We'll do this last one. James, best all time British mainstream wrestler. Bulldog, Regal, Dynamite Kid. I suppose you can add McIntyre to the list now. For me, for me personally, because I grew up watching him as Bulldog. Love the Bulldog. Wrestling ability and how much it's influenced wrestling, Dynamite Kid. Entertainment, you would give it to Regal. But yeah, out of the three, I would say Bulldog is still my favorite out of the three, but it's close. Right. You do so much work, knowing the podcast is shot on you. Do a lot of work on the podcast, that's true. And it's like tonight we're going to bed, then tomorrow I'm going to have to start making some clips. I still haven't done no clips from the Lanny Poffo interview, and that's a great interview. But because Medusa's interview is quite short, I might actually get them clips out tomorrow. And then I can work on Lanny's because Lanny's was like a 2 hour interview. So I've got plenty of clips to get from that, but cool. So yeah, everyone, thank you so much. I had a great time doing this, and we should be back Monday. Did you know the thought with NXT when he had this match? Arthur Shook the Oh, Mason Ryan, someone I'd like to get on. But yeah, get Ben Hameen on the show. Yeah, I think he's actually subscribed to us, actually. I'll have to check him out. But no, thank you so much for checking us out. And yeah, like I said, next next Thursday is the return of Kenny Bolin. That's going to be great. I'm not going to be here. Not far down like Kenny. I love Kenny. But I said to Jonah, I'm like, right, Jonah, it's time to break you in. So Jonah is, what do you call it, doing it with Renee. Monday, I should be back again with Renee and possibly Jonah as well, maybe Paul. And yeah, I think 27th, we've got a guest booked, but I'll let Renee announce that. So yeah, we're booked up to the new year, and yeah, new. Next New Year's Eve fall on. It's fall on the Saturday or Monday, one of the two. But yeah, we'll do something for New Year's. But yeah, I want to say thank you again for tuning in. I had a great time talking to Medusa, one of the all-time greats. I had a great time talking to every single one of yous. Thank you so much for supporting this channel. I know I say it every week, but I really do mean it. It's amazing the growth we've had in this short time. Fingers crossed, we can only get bigger and better. And yeah, it's now very excited what's happening. I've got some potential great guests lined up for the new year. One guy, we're in talks. If it happens, it's definitely one of the biggest guests I'll ever have. So if that happens, I'll be over the moon. So I'm excited for that one. Definitely legend, Hall of Famer. Definitely one of Renee's favorites. So if I get hooked, if I get sorted out, I'll be over the moon with it. But yeah, thank you again. Hope every single one of you is having a Merry Christmas. Hope you have a good time with your families, and stay safe. And yeah, check yous out Monday. Bye.